3. The bracelet. Because you're blue, this bracelet is now for you. Speak one wish to make it true. There are some things it cannot do. Keep the box to mail the magic off when you are through. Take care and beware. Hugs and kisses and best wishes. I blinked. What? This was from my dad? Best wishes did sound like something a grown-up would say at the end of a letter, like kind regards or sincerely yours. But my dad wouldn't write a mysterious poem. Was it from someone else? My dad's parents aren't alive anymore. My mom's parents, Bubby and Zadie, live on Long Island, and they had given me a gift certificate for my birthday when I saw them 2 weeks ago. I stared down at the bracelet in my hand. Then I reread the note. Why did it say, take care and beware? Beware of what? And why did the note look like it was 100 years old? The bracelet and the pouch looked antique-y, too. Even the box had an old-fashioned feel to it. The letter said to keep the box, but why? To send it off? To who? I decided to stash the box, the pouch, and the letter under my bed for now. I put the bracelet on my desk, opened my laptop, and tried to FaceTime my dad. He didn't answer. I ran to the living room and called him from the landline. I got his voicemail. Hi, Dad, it's me, I said. Did you send me a bracelet? It's really pretty. It was only like 2 p.m. in California, so he was at work. He's been really busy since he started his new job. Often too busy to answer my calls. I tried not to feel annoyed about his busyness. Bram and I did spend a week with him in Santa Monica this summer, which was fun. And he's flying in for Bram's bar mitzvah, of course. But would it be so hard for him to answer his phone? I heard my mom's key in the door. Did you get me a bracelet? I asked her. Sorry, sweetie? She put down her grocery bags. Did you get me a bracelet for my birthday? No. Did you want me to? No, but I got one in the mail. Could be from Dad. Maybe. I don't know what he's getting you. I was hoping for a phone.
It better not be a phone, she muttered. You're too young for a phone.
A lot of kids in my grade have phones, I pointed out. She shook her head.
Studies link getting a phone too young to addiction and negative effects on brain development.
Why don't you care about Bram's brain?
I do, but he's older.
Whatever. I walked over to Bram, who was still reciting his Torah portion in the living room. What about you? I asked. I'm guessing the bracelet isn't from you?
He glared at me and made a whole show of turning off his audio. What about I'm busy, don't you get?
So you didn't get me a bracelet for my birthday?
I didn't even know it was your birthday.
I sighed. Forget it. I went back to my room and sat down at my laptop to start my homework. The laptop was a hand-me-down from Bram because he got a new one from his school this year. Even though I didn't have a phone, at least I could FaceTime and text on the computer. I had one new message. Dad.
Sorry I missed your call, Becca. Busy at office. Did not send bracelet. But I was wondering what to get you. Any ideas?
Okay. So the bracelet wasn't from him. Who else could have sent it? I looked over at Twinkle, and he blew an air bubble in my direction. My fish was my only friend. Too bad he couldn't play story-a-thon. Wait, was it possible that Harper had sent me the bracelet? Maybe she'd mailed it before our fight. Or maybe she'd dropped it off as an apology gift? A peace offering. If I wore the bracelet to school tomorrow, Harper would see it, throw her arms around me, and say she was so happy I forgave her.
Everything would go back to normal, and Harper would come for my birthday after all. I picked up the bracelet. It was kind of stretchy, so I was able to slip it onto my wrist. Pretty. Somehow, I felt better already. The next morning, I spotted Harper and Georgette as soon as I stepped into the schoolyard. I needed Harper to see that I was wearing the bracelet. I hurried over, casually, and stood a little behind them. I saw Georgette notice me and elbow Harper. I froze for a second. Then I lifted my hand, the hand wearing the bracelet, and waved. "Thank you," I said, a question in my voice. "For?" Harper asked coolly, looking at my hand. "For the bracelet," I said. "Is this from you?" "No," she said. "Oh, what is she talking about?" Georgette asked under her breath. "She thinks I got her a bracelet," Harper murmured. "Did you?" Georgette asked. Harper picked at her thumbnail. "No, it's not for me, Becca. Sorry." She turned back to Georgette and whispered something. I felt my cheeks flame and more hives forming. Fine. Harper didn't want to be best friends anymore. Or friends, even. But did she have to be mean? Did we have to be enemies now?
"Miss Singer, you're holding up the line,"
Principal Bort snapped. "Sorry," I said. Cheeks still burning, I hurried inside and headed up the stairs to my classroom. Miss Michaels wasn't there yet. As I walked to my desk, I heard the three E's whispering. "What's on her face?" Emma asked. "Is that why she didn't come back to class yesterday?" Elizabeth asked. "Did you hear that Harper ditched her?" Elisha added. Great. They all knew what had happened. I would spend the rest of the year completely alone. People would hide under their desks as I walked by, avoiding me. I would play two square by myself at lunch, but I would call it one square. I was a social pariah. I slumped into my seat and touched the beads on my new bracelet. Who had sent it? If it wasn't my mom, or my dad, or my brother, or Harper. I thought about the mysterious note that had come with the bracelet and tried to remember its exact words. "Because you're blue, the bracelet is now for you." Something like that? I frowned. Was it really possible that the bracelet had been sent to me because I was sad? Wasn't that what blue meant? What else had the letter said? "Speak one wish to make it true." If I made a wish on the bracelet, the wish would come true? It seemed silly, but it couldn't hurt to try, right? What did I want to wish for? I looked around the room. Well, it was obvious. I wanted friends. I closed my eyes and thought, I wish I had friends. Not just one friend, but lots and lots of friends. So many friends. Nothing happened. Not that I was really expecting anything to happen. Although, the note had said that I had to speak my wish. So, very quietly, I whispered, "I wish everyone wanted to be my friend." And that, Addie, is when everything changed.